Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Hello everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English Podcast. Today is September 15th, 2017. I'm Marcos Gazana and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. This is episode 147 of the Follow English Podcast, and today I'm going to be speaking about contractions, about informal contractions, not those I'm instead of I am, or you're instead of you are, but rather contractions that are somehow related to the pronunciation, to the way we pronounce words when we link two words together, when we put two words together, and then sometimes when we're speaking fast. And I'm going to speak about 10 different informal contractions. I'm calling them informal contractions, but maybe because I found this on the internet, I found this, I can't remember where I found this, I actually saved a picture on my cell phone. I was browsing, I think, maybe Facebook or something, and I found this list, and I'm going to make some comments here, give some more examples, and there are 10 contractions I'm going to be speaking about. So the first one is when we contract. And again, I would like to emphasize that these contractions, they actually happen in an informal way, so you shouldn't write them unless you are writing a very informal message. Other than that, I recommend you don't write these words the way I'm going to talk about them. Yeah, the way I'm going to... I'm not going to talk about spelling, in fact, but anyway. So the first one is going to, which when... pronounced very quickly can become gonna. So instead of saying I'm going to talk to her, you could, if you're speaking fast, you could say I'm gonna talk to her. So I'm gonna talk to her tomorrow. I'll let you know what she decided. So going to becomes gonna. And this is, why does this happen? Because when you speak fast, this is a phenomenon that happens in pronunciation. You blend the words, and especially words that are come together very often, like going to. So going to becomes gonna. That's the first informal contraction. The second one is gotta. So I've gotta go, or I gotta go. You can even omit I've, the have there. You can say I gotta go now, or I've gotta go now. This is when you contract got plus to. So got plus to becomes gotta. Wanna is the contraction of want plus to. So I want to hold your hand, like in the Beatles song. So if you say want to very fast, it will become wanna. Again, I don't recommend you spell the words like sometimes people spell in lyrics and stuff like that. So only if you're writing very informal text. Other than that, avoid these contractions unless you're referring to the spoken form of it. But anyway, let me move on here. The next one, number four, is let me. Let me becomes let me. Let me go. So let me go becomes let me go. So you can see that the T sound disappears. Give me, number five, contraction number five, give me becomes gimme. So give me a break. This, again, I don't want to sound repetitive here, but I just want to make sure you understand clearly that this is a pronunciation phenomenon. It has nothing to do with spelling or it's not an official contraction like... Some of the other contractions are more acceptable, like when you contract verb to be or have, etc. but these are rather informal contractions, and they mainly refer to the way you are pronouncing things. So give me becomes gimme. Then number six here, out of becomes outta. Get out of here. Hey, come on, get out of here. So get out of, I gotta go, I gotta get out of here. So get out of here. Yeah. Kind of becomes kinda. You could say, I'm kinda tired today because I woke up really early, so I'm kinda tired. Kinda. So kind of becomes kinda. Another one is have to. Have to. So this is half plus two. So have to. I have to do it. I have to do it today. I have to do it today. Have to. And then this is contraction number nine. Contraction number 10. Sorry, I think I skipped something here. Yeah, this is number eight. Contraction number nine would be used to, like used to, when you refer to routine in the past. There's a whole episode about how to use used to. So if you go to the webpage of this podcast, you can search for it. So I used to wake up really early, or I used to live in a small town when I was a kid. And finally, the last contraction I'm going to talk about today is dunno. So D-U-N-N-O. I don't know what to do. I don't know. So don't know, or even doesn't know, but okay, I don't know becomes dunno. I don't know what to do now. I don't know what to do. So if you speak very fast here, you will blend the two words into one, and it will become dunno. So just a quick recap, the informal contractions I talked about. Going to becomes gonna. Got to becomes gotta. Want to becomes wanna. Let me becomes lemme. Give me becomes gimme. Out of becomes outa. Kind of becomes kinda. Then have to becomes have to. Used to becomes used to. And don't know becomes dunno. So before I finish, I would like to remind you that the webpage for this podcast is at pod.followenglish.com.br. If you visit the webpage, you can add your email to the email list. In this case, you will get a notification every time there is a new episode out there. You can also send emails to info@followenglish.com.br. Again, let me repeat, info@followenglish.com.br. You can also follow us on Twitter or Facebook, and you can also subscribe via iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or any other podcatcher that you might be using to reach us. I'd like to thank you for listening and give a big shout out to my listeners from Japan. Lots of people from Japan. Let me check here the stats here. I'll give you some updated numbers. Yeah, at the moment, about 25% of my downloads are coming from Japan. Yeah, that's amazing, amazing. Suddenly, I think about 3 months ago, this started to happen, and it's still happening. I have more downloads from Japan than from my own country, Brazil. And lots of people from Israel this month as well, and from Germany and Romania. Besides the usual countries like Brazil and United States and so on and so forth. So, thank you very much for listening. I hope you're all learning something, and I'll see you next time. Bye!